Hey, it's Tracy here. In this episode, Dan and I talk all about how could technology free your team to innovate. We think you'll like this episode because we dove into some practical ideas on how technology can help you change your approach so you can get more done and get your people focused on innovation and the client's experience.
Welcome back to the Innovate for Impact podcast. Dan Bentley here, and I'm joined by Tracy Newman. Before we do get into today's content, I'd like to do an acknowledgement of country. So I'm in Melbourne on the lands of the Bunurong people of the Kulin Nations, and I'd like to pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging.
And I record here in Adelaide, so I would like to acknowledge the Kaurna as the traditional custodians of the Adelaide Plains region and recognise elders past, present, and emerging.
So today what we're going to be sharing with you all is a concept that comes from our Innovate for Impact framework under the Empowered People pillar, which is all about those things that you need in an organization that enable people to make change. This one's all about how can you use technology to make it easy for your people to do a good job in their core day-to-day work so that it frees their minds up to focus on the client experience and things like innovation.
That's right. Because what we see often is that people are really busy, but a lot of the tasks that they're really busy doing are quite often repeatable, small tasks that don't necessarily in and of themselves create a lot of, you know, that they don't take a lot of mental capacity, but the fact that they need to be done and that, you know, there's those routines and you need to sort of keep your eye on them means that even when you're not doing those tasks, you're thinking about all the tasks that you need to do. And in and of themselves, you know, perhaps that task doesn't take very long on its own, but when you add a number of them together, well, then all of a sudden, you know, you've got people at full capacity. And then when you're talking to them about innovation, they don't even have that sort of mental space to even start thinking about, well, what would that need to look like?
Yeah. So the organizations that we see are the most innovative and impactful. What they do is that they're constantly looking for ways to make people's jobs easier for them to do a good job. They think about this strategically and they think about what tools could we have to create capacity for high value things. Whereas the organizations that don't do this well, they kind of just make their people, they get them to make it work the best way they can. And when you have that sort of a way of working, people are just too busy being focused on how do I do the core elements of my role rather than how do I focus on making this a better experience. Because it, like Tracy just sort of said, this, their mind and their time is just filled with jumping through the right hoops, ticking the right boxes and all those sorts of things. If we want people to be focused on innovation and making things better and all those sorts of things, we need to be able to make that easy for them to do that. And this is a way of doing that. The other thing that I hear a lot as well is when people sometimes see the technology that's coming down the line as a threat. I hear people saying, you know, AI, it's exciting, but what about the jobs we're going to lose? Is it going to replace all of us? Well, hopefully it does take away some of those really annoying things that people have to do that take time, because that's going to free your people up to do the high value stuff that you've been wanting to do for some time, but haven't been able to get access to. I think that's the way we really need to look at technology like AI, because that's what the really successful organizations are doing that we see. They are thinking, you know what, I'm going to get my team to start using generative AI because that means that it's going to take them half as long to create this piece of content or create this guide or whatever it might be. We've got some organizations who are using Microsoft's Copilot so that their emailing and their meetings and the minutes from meetings are done for them so that they can free up that time to put into high value activity. This is how we need to be looking at this rather than it being a threat, because it can be a great enabler to do those things, like I said before, that your organization has wanted to do for the people you support, but you haven't had the time to do it.
That's right. And the best way, as we know, to start using these tools is to actually create a process and give them to people so that they can start getting used to having tools do those sort of routine tasks that are easily automated. And then that means that people can move forward and start thinking about that sort of bigger picture. Because as Dan was saying before, when we see organisations that do this well, what it actually looks like is that processes and workflows are actually designed rather than evolved. So nobody actually sets up a process to have 27 steps, none of which really add value for your client. They just keep adding things in and then adding things in. And so what you find often is that your people are so focused on making sure that they've got all of those 27 steps lined up in the right way that they don't have the capacity to be able to go, well, is this really adding value? And the more that we can sort of free people up to start thinking about, well, what would add value, then the better outcome that you're going to get for your clients. And yeah, it's interesting that conversation around, you know, what about jobs? Because most of the sectors that we work with have people at full capacity all the time and are at no risk really of having too many people. I mean, that would be an amazing problem for them to have, wouldn't it?
It would be. It would be much better than the problem we've got at the moment. So even if that did happen a little bit, it just means that you probably would be able to get your resourcing up to the right level if it did take away jobs, because we're not able to fill them in a lot of the spaces anyways. And I think that's something that we really need to think about too, is that, you know, in an environment where we are under-resourced, then it's even more critical for us to be productive, because that's the only chance we have of actually meeting the levels of care and support that we are meant to provide. Is by, if you don't have resourcing right, then it's really hard to do that no matter what. Whereas this is another lever that we can pull to enable us to get there. And then if we do create any additional capacity, well, then that's going to help to do some of those things like the innovation and think of those longer term continuous improvement type activities that are going to help us to improve the organization. It's just so hard to do anything like that when you are not even at the required amount of resources, because people are just drowning. And so this is just, like I said, a lever that can help you get there. So what are some ways that organizations can introduce enabling technology? Well, Tracy sort of talked about some before. It's like design your processes in a way, or redesign some of your processes to take out steps that don't add value and use things like automations. If they're repetitive tasks, such as if you're automating a certain type of email or moving one thing from one file to another or an inbox to a spreadsheet, a lot of that stuff can be automated. You don't need humans doing that. And you might think, well, it takes a minute for people to do it. But if you look at how often that transaction happens, there's the time spread across the organization that can be saved and put into more productive type things. But it's also that brain space. I think that's something that is not as easy to quantify, that is just so critically important, that brain space that is taken up by that person doing that 1 minute activity, that is a mental load. And if we can take that away from them and that they can have that confidence that they will be automated, again, they can focus more on the experience. They can focus more on the improvements that can be made rather than doing that 1 minute task on top of another 1 minute task on top of another 10 minute task, if that makes sense.
That's right. So whilst it's not possible really to understand the impact of that mental load, we do have, and there's been quite a number of studies on how long it takes for people to move mentally from doing one task to another task. And in some cases, that can be up to 15 minutes. So you might only, you know, be thinking, well, that task might only take a minute or 5 minutes. But if you then add the 15 minutes either side of that for them to then regain focus back onto what was interrupted by that quick task, then, you know, that's at least up to 30 minutes per 1 minute to 5 minute task. So that's quite a large number of minutes that are taken up in that 1 or 5 minute task.
Yeah, that's so true. The other one as well is around just investing in good systems that are intuitive. I think that's the other thing. Yeah, you know, we worked at an organization a long time ago that still held on to its old DOS-based system, and there was a whole heap of use of those, you know, those F keys at the top of the keyboard, F1, F2, F3. There was things that you had to press shift and hold one of those for it to open up some sort of page. It was totally not intuitive. And we were trying to improve the client experience in that organization. And it was so hard to do that when people had the mental load of just trying to figure out how to use the system was so great that it was so hard to get people to focus on anything else. And it wasn't until we alleviated some of those system challenges, that we could actually get people to focus on the things we needed them to. So that's the other one, is that investing in the right types of systems and technology so that it makes it, you know, that your core systems are easy to use is also really important.
It is really important. And as with everything, we understand that it's easy to say and sometimes trickier to do. And when you're implementing new systems, it can be a little bit tricky to start off with to get the resources to be able to implement that. But the long term and the payoff is significantly makes that worthwhile.
Yeah. And in that example that I spoke about before, we weren't able to change the whole system. But what we did do is we had some pretty clever people creates like an interface that sat over the top of that, and it just made it more intuitive for people. So you might be sitting there going, well, I just can't change the whole IT system. We just don't have the funding, like Tracy said, but maybe there's ways that you could have a tech solution sit over the top of it so that it does make it intuitive. So people aren't having to guess which F key to press. There's a menu that comes up and they can select which of those things, and then that actually communicates with the computer to then press that F button if that in a way so that it goes through. So there's lots of things you can do, but I just think what I'm really trying to say here is non-intuitive core systems waste your time, and you could get so much more productivity out of your people to free them up for these types of value add activities if you're focused on that. The other one as well is if your people are sitting there writing things from scratch at the moment while you've got a tool like generative AI sitting there ready to be used, you've got a whole heap of capacity that you could create. How we're seeing organizations use this at the moment is if you've got any team that's doing any type of marketing, writing manuals, is getting a framework from your generative AI first and then adapting it to the needs of your organization. It can create all sorts of things, and I'm sure people have played around with it, but do a bit of Googling on what it can do. There's just so much it can do that can give you a head start. It can also just help you get ideas of where to get started with anything. You might be looking at running a workshop instead of just sitting there yourself trying to come up with something from scratch. Say, give me a framework on how I could run a workshop on X. It'll give you a framework that you could get started, a framework or an agenda on where you can get started. This thing can just save so much time. We also use it in our business to take our transcripts from the podcast and be able to turn them into articles. So we have a really popular newsletter called Innovation for Not-for-Profits on LinkedIn. If you do want to check it out, you can check that out through my profile and you can add yourself on that. We've got lots of people on there and they enjoy our articles because they are a quicker version of absorbing what we take from our podcast. Now, we haven't asked the AI to write that from scratch. We've just given it the transcript from our podcasts and it's able to then spit out a whole heap of different things. We create models for our consulting business from what we talk about on these. We create training material, create articles. There's a whole heap of things that come out of that. If we were to sit down and actually write that from scratch, we just don't have the time for that. So this is another way that you can use this tool to get more done in less time.
That's right. And really, when you're using these tools to amplify your organization and all of the things that you already know and do across your organization, what you're doing is you're just enhancing that. I think sometimes there's some concern about using AI to create things, but it's actually about creating that sort of rough first draft and building it from there, or actually using it to adapt what you already know in your organization. Like so many of the organizations that we deal with have immense amounts of knowledge and understanding, and this can actually just help you to unlock that. I think when we talk about enabling people, sometimes it's very much where people think about, well, you know, my people are allowed to innovate. I've told them they can change anything, but they're not really empowered unless you give them all of the tools and the resources that they need. And this is just one way that you can give them the resource that they need. And in this instance, sometimes it's time and sometimes it's that mental capacity to be able to then go away and create those innovations.
Yeah, that's so true. I think it can be really hard for our people. We give them direction, but if we don't give them the support that they need to follow that direction, the barrier for entry, no matter how motivated and how much of a platform you've created for that change, if we don't get the things out of their way that are those obstacles, only a few people will actually make it to that finish line. So, you know, to further what Tracy just said, I guess that's what we're talking about today. Technology can be one of those things that removes those obstacles so your people can just walk straight through to that goal that we all share of creating that innovative organization, creating these great experiences for the people that we support and just doing a damn good job in the work that we do. So hope that was helpful today. We've just sort of given you a bit of an idea of some of the different ways that you can use technology to free your people up so they can add more value in their work rather than be focused on the day-to-day bits and pieces of just getting the job done. So always a pleasure, Trace. We'll catch you all on the next episode.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Innovate for Impact podcast. Any links to what we spoke about today will be posted in the show notes. If you'd like to know more about social innovation, visit our website where we have a heap of tools to help you on your way. Visit impactoconsulting.com.au. Thanks for listening. Now go out there and make an impact.